Hi, I'm Caitlin.
And I'm Clorinda.
And this is Not Just Patient,
a podcast where we break barriers to meaningful patient involvement in healthcare.
Thanks so much for tuning in. Welcome everyone to our pilot episode of Not Just Patients. Today we're going to introduce you to ourselves and tell you a little bit about why we're doing this podcast. So firstly, Clorinda, I wondered if you'd want to tell people about your story and why you're in patient advocacy today.
Thanks, Caitlin. My educational background is in biotechnology. After I did my master's in biotech, I've moved into research communication and the medical writing space, and I've been working in this space for the last 17 years or so. A couple of years ago, I decided to go in search of my meaning and purpose, and patient advocacy emerged as the clear choice there. On the personal side, I live with a rare disease. I was diagnosed in 2010. It's called neuromyelitis optica spectrum disorder, or NMOSD. And it's an autoimmune disease that affects the central nervous system. I've always kept the patient part of my life separate from my professional life and never really brought my problems into work. But when I started introspecting into what I'm meant to do and, you know, where my calling might lie, it became pretty obvious that marrying my professional experience and my awareness of medical research with my lived experience as a patient would make me a strong advocate. And so I began the journey of coming to terms with my patient status as my professional identity. And that's how I am now in patient advocacy. And then I decided to gain some training experience, and that's how I did the UPAT patient expert program, where I met you. So tell me about you and your journey.
Thanks, Corinda. I think our stories are quite similar in a way. So I did a science degree at university, and then after that pretty much got into the world of healthcare communications. So I've been working in healthcare communications agencies for almost 5 years now. And quite early on into that career, I learned about the world of patient engagement and patient advocacy. And it's something that I thought made my work really meaningful and gave it a purpose. And I thought it was really inspiring and was quite shocked really to find out that it wasn't something that was automatically part of my role as a communication specialist or even part of the role of a lot of the pharmaceutical industry professionals that I was working with. And it struck a chord with me likewise as well, because personally I've lived with a rare disease all my life. So I was born with cystic fibrosis, diagnosed at 3 months old. In childhood I was relatively healthy, but it has been a progressive disease. I got diabetes because of my cystic fibrosis at age 16. And then at university, I became quite unwell, really. I had a cough all the time and was being hospitalized a lot. But then in 2020, in the pandemic, I got access to a drug that really has changed my life. And this was kind of in parallel to me working in the industry space. And I think all of my worlds just came together, and I thought, you know, that my work would become more valuable by bringing in my personal patient experience. And also I could help people as the healthcare system has helped me by doing my work and getting more involved in advocacy and ensuring that patient engagement and advocacy was real. So again, I also married the personal and professional lives together, and that led to me completing, as you mentioned, the UPAT patient expert training program, where we met in the lovely Prague in October, and the rest I guess is history. So I suppose my question to you, Clorinda, is we met back in October and you asked me to do a podcast with you. So why did you reach out to me about that?
I'll first tell our listeners a little bit about the patient expert program where we met. The UPAT patient expert program is a comprehensive program that helps patients to become experts, and they're called patient experts or fellows at the end of the program. It allows patients to gain all the skills that they need to talk to pharma and regulators and healthcare decision makers as equals, because for far too long, patients have been dismissed as not knowing enough. Yeah, so that's where we met. And it was funny because we probably spoke for all of 10 minutes in person over that 4-day program. But somehow it felt like we really connected. And when I came back and I was thinking, I really want to do something more, I had like this brainwave flashlight when I was in bed and about to fall asleep that went, I need to start a podcast with Caitlin. And then I asked you, Caitlin, and you told me that you've been quoted before and quite a few people have asked you to do podcasts with them. But I'm glad that you said yes, and I'd love to know why.
Yeah, I think, like you say, I think there was a spark, I suppose, between us at the training. I was so inspired by everything we learned. And came away, you know, we came with our certificates. And I think the main thing that I thought, and I think a lot of us thought afterwards, was there was a motivation to do something, but it's a thought of what can I do, really? And I think there's several things that we both do in our own rare disease community and in our own countries. But what could we do to share all the knowledge that we had and really help people on a wider scale? And I think I was kind of processing that question internally and thinking what I could do. And you came to me with an idea, and it was almost serendipitous, I suppose. We had a lot of the same values and ideas. And I think both of us, A, talk way too much, and B, are really happy to sort of talk with people and share things and have that confidence that maybe other people don't necessarily have. And also with our communications background, it kind of felt like the perfect marrying of our skills and our passions, and really felt like we could do something with it. So I was just inspired to do something. And I think the more we spoke about it and discussed what this podcast was going to be about, the more I was happy with what we were doing. So I don't know if you want to tell people a little bit about our ideas for the podcast and what exactly we're going to be sharing.
Yeah, so I'll talk a little bit about the name and how that came to be. We went back and forth quite a bit about, you know, what kind of name and what the name should represent. And I think that one thing that came out consistently in all our conversations is that we've always identified as so much more than patients. And sadly, it's this perception of patients being just patients that has kind of held the industry back from involving patients for very long. And that's changing. And I think that makes the name really symbolic and important to us, because A, patients is not our identity. B, patients being involved in healthcare, they're getting involved as people with families and real experiences. They're getting involved as experts in their condition because they live with it. They're getting involved as collaborators. And so they're not just patients when they're working with healthcare. And the fact that this podcast is not just for patients, and I'll talk a little bit about who it's for, but essentially what we want to do is have conversations with anyone involved in healthcare, a lot of patient advocates who we've been inspired by, but also a lot of pharma stakeholders, regulators, publication professionals, people working on the sidelines or front lines of healthcare, I think, and just being able to facilitate conversations about better collaboration. So yeah, so we're really excited that we can bring together people from different spheres on this podcast. And we're hoping that that our listeners are also as diverse as we plan our speakers to be. Caitlin, you spoke a little bit about our similarities and what brought us together. I also think that there are some unique differences that will actually lend a
texture to this podcast where we stand apart because of our backgrounds. And maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And while you were speaking to diversity, it spoke to me on that level as well, because as much as we're trying to achieve the same thing, I think what's really important is to understand that in every situation in the world, but particularly in advocacy, there's always going to be lots of different perspectives and different experiences that people have had, and they're all valuable. And what we need to do and what we hope to do is, I suppose, uncover the challenges that people are having and try to help each other by collaborating and sharing stories of success. And also by saying to some people, well, that might be fixed in your area, but actually for a lot of other people, that isn't the case. So I think between us, our experiences, firstly, as patients is quite different. So I was diagnosed with a rare disease at 3 months old, and have, in a way, it's always been a part of me. I don't know any different. And in some ways, that's made living with a rare disease, I think, a little bit easier to come to terms with, because it's just always been a part of who I am. Whereas, you know, with NMO, it came to you sort of while you're already an adult. And I think that it creates a huge change in your life, right? And it's something that you then have to adapt to. And I think that means our experiences are very different.
Yeah, and I, just to speak to that point, I think it's funny because I always looked at it as, oh my God, she's had this since birth. How difficult her childhood must have been. And my perspective was that it could only have been so much more difficult for you. And it's funny that your perspective is that it was more difficult for me, because it was like a huge, I mean, yeah, it was something that hit me like a ton of bricks when I was in my 20s. And so, I mean, I wouldn't say that it was easy for either of us, but just this conversation is also, you know, helping highlight how our different perspectives will shine through in the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, another big one, I think, in terms of both personal and professional, I suppose, is that we're both in different countries. So the healthcare system, we're on different continents, actually. So the healthcare system looks very different. There'll be different, you know, the themes might be the same, but there'll be different challenges, different processes, different everything. So while we're trying to make something that's applicable to everyone, it can't always be the case. But discussing how things work in, you know, across different borders, and what those different processes are and how those challenges are overcome, I think can only, you know, it's great to learn from each other in that way.
I think to qualify that for our listeners, Caitlin lives in London in the UK,
yes.
I live in Mumbai in India. And what's interesting is that I do consider myself one of the privileged few who even is aware of this world of patient advocacy living in my country, because the truth is that India is so far behind in some of these things, you know, compared to Europe. And so that would be an interesting perspective to bring out in conversations as well, you know, how applicable some of the ideas and concepts are globally.
Absolutely. And I think in terms of our work as well, you know, you've done a lot of work with the World Health Organization, so that's very policy related, whereas a lot of my work has been mostly with the pharmaceutical industry. So between us, we have quite a breadth of experience there. And to plug those gaps, we will be bringing on guests as well to speak to us about the other areas that we aren't so knowledgeable about. So I think as much as anything, you know, we want to share knowledge, but we're also here to learn ourselves from, you know, the experts in certain areas.
Yeah, and that does bring me to what we want to achieve with this. And a very selfish motive, like you mentioned, is learning, because I feel like the UPATI course was just the tip of the iceberg for us. But we both love having conversations. It's something that we do very naturally. So we love the idea that this platform allows us to have conversations with people and to bring those conversations to more people. And yeah, if we can achieve more people talking about patient engagement, more people thinking about patient engagement differently and incorporating it into their strategy, and if a year or two from now we can look back and say that patient engagement has come a long way, I don't think either of us would want to attribute that to this podcast, but it will just be a joy to see that materialize one way or the other.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, so how about some fun, Caitlin, just so that our listeners get to know you better. Give me 3 adjectives that you would use to describe yourself.
Oh gosh, I feel slightly put on the spot by that, but off the top of my head, you don't want to be too big about yourself, but I'm thinking, number one, witty. Number two, trustworthy. And number three, compassionate is what I'm going to go for. And I hope that the people who know me and listening agree. So I'm going to throw the same question back to you.
I love it. I love it. And I think we've worked together now quite closely for the last few months setting this up. And I agree. Great choice of adjectives there. Mine would be chatty.
Perfect for a podcast.
No chill. And I think Caitlin can stand testimony to that I'm just go, go, go all the time. And I do need to remind myself to slow down sometimes. And maybe creative.
Yeah. Which are all perfect attributes for a podcast co-host. So I would totally agree and very happy to have you there. And I know you're go, 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 but I think if you weren't, then this wouldn't have happened. So I appreciate the motivation that you've given to this.
And I appreciate your willingness to be dragged along. And 3 adjectives to describe the podcast.
Well, as it's the pilot episode, I think my aspirations for the podcast is, number one, inspirational, number two, educational, and number three, I hope it's some fun as well.
Great. I would also want it to be heartwarming, which I think inspirational covers to some extent. Well, that's about it. Thanks everyone for listening, and we're really excited to be here and to bring you our first episode very soon.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been Not Just Patients.